Hello, this is Marie Lundy, your local and trusted real estate agent. And so it's that time of the year, the end of the year, when a lot of buyers may want to take a break from continuing with their home search. Many buyers think that, hey, they'll have better luck next year, maybe in the spring, maybe the interest rates will be lower. Maybe the prices will be more affordable. And so today I want to take a moment to share my thoughts regarding that type of thinking and what are some of the cons of having that line of thought. And so let me start by saying that buying real estate and also selling real estate for that matter is a decision that should be made based on your personal needs, your personal goals, and also perhaps a life-changing circumstance. So for example, perhaps you've been renting for a while and it was your personal goal to make a move by the end of this year. Or you may have a life-changing situation, perhaps you're getting married or you're expecting a child, and your objective was to get a larger place to live. So those should be the drivers of your decision when it comes to buying real estate. And so if you're buying real estate because you're trying to time the market, you're trying to get a good deal, or the mortgage rates are at a certain level and you're waiting for them to get lower, or the prices are at a certain level and you're waiting for prices to go even lower. The truth to the matter is, if that is your line of thinking, then you're really an investor. You know, you're not looking to buy a home where you will create memories and perhaps improve the quality of your life. You're really looking at real estate like the stock market, like a trader, right? And you're trying to trade a stock, right? And if that's the case, and if you're an investor, then, you know, once again, that's a completely different strategy. And based on my experience, it's really difficult to time the market and be successful. But if you are a home buyer who wants to improve the quality of your life, and if you want to build memories and also stay in the property long term, then don't try to time the market. Really continue to look for opportunities in the market because they do come up all throughout the year. And so in my experience, a couple of advantages of buying during the end of the year is when a homeowner, a seller, decides to put his or her house on the market at the end of the year, in the winter time, around the holidays, usually that homeowner is really serious about selling the property. Otherwise, they might have postponed putting the house on the market. But the fact that it is on the market around the holidays, usually that's a good sign that, hey, that is someone who is ready to go. And if you're a buyer who's also motivated, that could be a great opportunity to find a great home and move forward on it. Also, as a home buyer, at the end of the year, you have less competition because unfortunately, or fortunately for you, a lot of buyers do take a break around the end of the year / holiday season, right? So there are less buyers competing for the same inventory that is on the market. And so does it make sense to wait for the spring market or resume your search during the spring market? Just to recap, a couple of advantages if you are a home buyer and planning to continue your search during this holiday season is, one, the sellers who do put their homes on the market at the end of the year, they're usually very motivated to sell and they are ready to go and waiting for that right buyer. Secondly, if you are in the market at the end of the year, generally speaking, there are less other buyers, so you'll have less competition for the same house. And so lastly, if you're a home buyer, once again, buy real estate for the right reasons. Prices may go up, Prices may go down next year. Rates may go up next year. They may go down. Nobody knows. You should buy your home to build memories, to improve the quality of your life. Don't look at real estate as a stock, which may go up and down. Don't be a day trader. If you're serious about buying a home, treat it as such. Buy it for the long term. Buy the right house that meets your need. Okay, and continue your search until you find the right home, even if it means working through the holidays, because guess what? There are some clear advantages to doing so. So once again, this is Marie Lundy. If you have any questions regarding this topic, don't hesitate to contact me. I am here to help.